Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. I recently celebrated me coming into this world, which was a great day. But as the day went on, I hadn't heard from the person that was there at the scene on that day 50 years ago. I mean, there were plenty of people there on that day of my birth, many people celebrating, but there was one in particular that I was waiting to hear from. Enjoy.
Dude, you turned 50 last week. Magical 50. That was, I mean, I got to see you before. This is really the first time I'm seeing you since you made
since
the
I
turn.
Turned 50. Since yeah, you made I did turn. Get a haircut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, was it because of the birthday?
Yeah, yeah.
You just like
get
a
once a year I get a haircut.
That's yeah. You how often do you get a haircut?
Probably every 6 weeks or so. Probably yeah. Should be more often.
I do every fast 4 to 8 weeks.
Yeah. And 48 weeks.
48 yeah. Actually is sometimes. I let it get shaggy and then I try to cut it myself and I fail and that's when I know I have to get a haircut. So I go to people they call correction specialists.
Yeah.
They're like, this one screwed up the left side of his head. Who could take it? You know, so and they do. They do a wonderful job. My only rule is do not cut all my hair down to that one mistake level. Because I've had them try to do that. They're like, we just have to even it out. I'm like, you will not.
Oh.
No. You just make this blend in some way.
Yeah.
You know, if you have to glue some stuff on top of it for a little while.
Take it off this side, put it on that side. I like that.
Because if you have beautiful thick hair that you can get really close to your scalp and it looks good.
Yeah.
You get really close to my scalp and it looks bald. Because although I have a lot of hair, it's very fine hair. Very fine.
It's very fine.
I was told by a cosmetologist once that I could be a hair model. Because of the quality of my hair.
Huh, that's weird. Somebody told me that as well. Yeah. I wonder if they just tell everybody that.
Wait, I have to know now. Are you messing with me?
No, really somebody tell you? Said that to me once.
Because, you know, I think, tell you the truth, looking at your hair right now, I think you could. You could. But so it's possible that we're both hair models
that
end
up
your
hair
podcast.
So much. I want you to come back and let me do this every time because you could be a hair model.
That is such a cool thing to hear. I would be like, okay, guess what? I'm coming back just to hear you talk to me like that. That's I had a woman that was I want to say that she was trying to seduce me while she was cutting my hair, but she was rubbing against me in certain ways while she was cutting my hair. While Patty was right there with me, waiting for me to get my hair cut, and this is when I was in college, and this same hairdresser, her name was Violet, by the way, and. She was using a razor on the back of my neck, you know, like a, you know, trimmer razor. And I felt something in the back of my neck. It's like a sting. I'm like, oh. And I said, I think you got me. And she goes, I did not cut you. And I reached back my hand and I pull it back in front of my face and it's covered in blood. Not covered in blood. A few of my fingers had blood on them.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, you did get me. She was so shocked. All the weirdness that started the haircut ended at that moment.
Oh, that's good.
All it took was her having to physically damage me.
Yeah, that's nice. Speaking of physically damage, so around 3 o'clock on my birthday, I was like, so I got the texts, I get the phone calls.
Yeah.
My mom hasn't reached out.
Yeah, what's up with that? Oh, that's a surprise. I would have thought she would have been early morning reaching
out. Oh, no. Did I do something? Like, that's my first thought. Oh. What did I do? Oh. Why is she mad at me? Like, man.
Does she have a regular time that she calls you? Like the time you were born? The hour you were born or something?
That would have been like midnight.
Oh.
The story goes, the story she tells is I was born on Saturday the 14th, and she was trying really hard to prevent me from being born on Friday the 13th. So that's how I was
she
born.
She was holding on?
Yeah.
She was, so that she did the old cross legs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but I'm like, okay, I better call her because if she's mad at me, I'm like, hey, mom.
Oh,
she's
but
like,
you
hey,
to
how are you? How's your birthday going? I'm like, fine. Are you mad at me? She's like, no, why? I was like, you haven't called to wish me a happy birthday. She's like, I put it on Facebook. Didn't you see it?
Your mom put a message on Facebook about
you. She posted
you.
On her own wall and did not tag me. She's like, go look right now.
I love that.
Go look. It's got 75 likes and 50 comments.
Look like, at that. Wow.
Mom, how would I have known that?
I know.
That's as if it would automatically. It was funny. It
well,
was
guess what?
Cute.
If a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, does it still get credit for falling?
Yeah.
Because I think it does. I think this is the thing. You like, That's super sweet to me. I know it's weird because you're used to getting a phone call, but mom is up on technology now. And, well, I mean, okay. Up enough to get something on Facebook. Okay.
Sure.
All errors to the side, master of Facebook. I think I give her credit for having put something out there, because that's one thing when you tell somebody you love them. And that's important. It's another thing to tell the whole world how much you love somebody. And that's a gift. And the likes, that also felt good to her. She got a gift from that, because she knew that also meant love for you.
Yeah.
You know, the people love that she's loving you, but they also love you. And it's like, so I like that. I'm really glad that she did that. And I hope you didn't make her feel too bad about not tagging you.
But oh, no. She didn't even know what that meant. Sweet.
Did you eventually get tagged, though?
No.
Oh. That's fine. I want to read it. I'm going to have to friend up your mom now.
Yeah, go ahead. There were mostly messages back to her. Like, how could you have a 50? You're so beautiful and young looking. How could you have a 50-year-old son?
That's so perfect. Yeah. Oh, I guess we're going to be seeing more talk about her son.
Yeah, yeah, future. Yeah. Can you believe how old my kids are?
That is fantastic. That is. There's such a big, sweet love between Nick and his mom. He is her moon and stars, and she is someone he adores above all others. Add to that the daily comedy that seems to arise whenever they interact, and I think we have the makings of a hit NBC sitcom. I'd add it to my watch list. I bet you would too. That does it for this episode, my friends. Thank you for listening.